something that I want you to be aware of so that it will help with the second part of the sermon. Okay, any children under 10 may answer. I'll check your birth certificates if I think you're... What do I have here? Yes. An address book, okay. NatWest? Yes, it is NatWest. What do you think's inside? These are obviously getting very out of date. Yes? It's a checkbook, and what are these? Checks. That's right. You come up here, come up here. I want you to tell everybody here what you see on that page. What does it say here? What's it say?
It says Grantham Branch 20.
All right, don't worry about that. It's
NatWest.
NatWest, okay. And there's lots of numbers. You don't need to repeat all those numbers. Someone might make a note of them. What does this say down here?
Mr. A. Crouch and Mrs. O. Crouch.
Mr. A. Crouch and Mrs. O. Crouch. Right, so anyone know? Anybody can ask me. What is this? Yes, and what sort of account have we got here? So joint account. Oh, yes. Both can go sit down. Very important. When we opened this joint account, when I was, I don't know, just newly married, I guess. Maybe it was in Grantham when we moved there. It must have been. We sort of struggled with our first joint account. In fact, one of us actually had an overdraft. So the balance did drop a little bit. But then you've got expenses, you know, here, there, and we put money in and took money out, and it didn't matter who put the money in or who took the money out, really. It basically never went as far as we expected it to. And we had to resort to other ideas for managing our money. We had to have sort of joint credit cards, and we had to have bank account loans and goodness knows what else, things that would tide us over. The trouble is, we were both of us were responsible for that account. Both of us could do what we liked with it. In part two of my little talk this morning, I want to tell you about another account.
While we wait in suspense, we invite you to join with us in singing hymn number 638, Sharing in the Joys of Service. The words will be on the screen.
Thank you. good afternoon, church. I'll be reciting a poem titled A Child's Witness. Have you ever wondered why God watches from above the sky? I thought of him when I was young, writing down all I did wrong. I felt pressured and oppressed, somehow missing what is best. I could not see the reason why God just sat and watched me cry. I tried to follow all the rules. My heart was stubborn like a mule's. What's so wrong with having fun and often disobeying mum? I'd get to learn about the joys of serving Jesus with my toys. Instead of always what I want, put love and kindness out in front. Then after far too many years, I saw God's face awash with tears. It was a shocking thing to see. I then realized it was for me. It was not to punish that he stared, but just because he loved and cared. With faith and trust, I then could see his arms outstretched awaiting me. I see at last the reason why God watches from above the sky. He gives his love and grace, you see, to all and even naughty me.
I think I opened probably my first bank account when I was, when I first went to work, probably about 17. I then went on to work in London, and I worked in a business, Jewish company, very kind to me, made me go home at 11 o'clock on a Friday so that I could be an hour before Sabbath, because that was what you were supposed to do. So they were very good to me. I didn't know much about joint accounts. They probably came when I was, must have been married, obviously, I guess. But I did know that they existed. I don't know when it actually happened, but it was certainly in my younger days. I didn't receive any vision. I didn't hear any voices. I just had a strong impression. It's very, very hard to put a strong impression in words. Very difficult. Probably spent an hour or so on the next 10 lines. But I think it ran something like this. It was as if Jesus called me. And he said to me, "Will you open a joint account with me?" I don't have anything to put in a joint account. You know what I've got. He said, "You don't need to put anything in the joint account." Oh, I said, "But, you know, how much is in the joint account?" And he said, "All my assets are in there. I thought, how much can I spend?" And he said, "As much as you like, but there are terms and conditions. You know, the small print. You must be careful what you spend it on. Never, never waste it." John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." I decided that I would open a joint account with Jesus. I was interested to know what the terms were. What do you do when you want to find out something these days? Yes? You put your hand up. Well, that's a good answer. Yes. I didn't put my hand up, but for these young technocrats that we have, what do you do when you want to find something out? You go on to Google. Of course you do. Google tells you anything you want to know. So, I went on to Google. And I asked what the terms were. And I got a printout. And I found that there were 27 in the particular printout that I got. I was fascinated. I read them. Mention just three. The first one was in Luke 12:32. Do not be afraid, little flock, for the Father has chosen gladly to give you the kingdom. And then there was one in James 2:5. Listen, my beloved brethren, did not God choose the poor of this world to be rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom which he promised to those who love him? I think there's one more. It says there, blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who according to his great mercy has caused us to be a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to obtain an inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away, reserved in heaven for you, who are protected by the power of God through faith in salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. That was found in 1 Peter. I'd also like to read a particular text in Peter. First Peter 1:18-20. I chose an interesting translation I'd never heard of before. It's the International Children's Bible. I liked it. 1 Peter 1:18-20. You know that in the past you were living in a worthless way. You got that way of living from the people who lived before you. But you were saved from that useless life. You were bought, but not with something that ruins like gold or silver. You were bought with the precious blood of the death of Christ, who was like a pure and perfect lamb. Christ was chosen before the world was made, but he was shown to the world in these last times for you. I just give you an invitation this morning. Why don't you open a joint account with Jesus?